Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, the third ever Black and Irish Gala Awards, the ceremony which highlights and celebrates the achievements and successes of the Black and mixed race Irish community, took place in Naas on Saturday night. Betta De Silva, our very own presenter here in 2FM, was at it, and I had to bring him in and slag him over his jacket. How's it going?
How are you? That was great, thank you.
That was some jacket.
It was indeed. I know a lot of people are actually talking about it, but I appreciate it.
Tell us, where did it come from? What made you, did you ask for your missus' permission to wear the jacket?
I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I know I've got, you know, some style and some sense.
You do,
you know, we all
you
love
do.
It. But that night, it was all her. They asked me, they were like, listen, we've got a theme going on. It's everything that glitters in gold, but it's silver. You got to wear bronze. You got to wear gold as well. And I was like, I just like rocking in all black. My missus was like, that's not happening. So I'm going to get you this jacket and you're going to wear it. And I wore it and I loved it. And, you know, the whole night, that's what it was.
Did you enjoy the night?
I did. Yeah. I'm one of those people who don't really expect that much. But when I walked in and you know, seeing everybody and just the place and everyone just smiling and having a good time, like, it was really good. I had a great time.
Okay. And compared to year one,
yeah,
has it upped its game?
Oh, yeah,
in terms
yeah.
Like, of venue and... Listen, and all that kind of stuff.
Year one might as well have just not existed compared to what happened this year.
Like, wow.
I never went to the first year, but the second year was my first time. But comparing it to last year, it was what it truly said. It was bigger and it was better. So kudos to the Black and Irish team and Fiona, who's the event organizer. She did everything. Everything you saw in that room, it was all hers. So
God,
big shout out to her.
Task,
it was great.
Some task. Okay, so tell people... What's it all about? Tell, for people who don't know about the Black and Irish, the awards and the whole concept, what is it really all about?
In a nutshell, it's just a big celebration to the Black and Irish community as well as the mixed race community as well. There's a lot of people who do a lot of things in the community, and it's not just music. I think we like to talk about music and entertainment.
Well, you do, for sure.
Well, of course. Yeah, I try. But we also have, you know, sports athletes. We have business owners, community stars. We have entrepreneurs, you know, of course, the music as well, actors. And it was a whole lot. And to have everyone in that room and just embrace each other, and aside from the nominations and the awards, to be in that room and just congratulate people for doing what they're doing. Because a lot of us only know each other from social media.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of an introvert, so I don't really be outside, but to be in there and have people embrace me and me embrace them as well, that's really what it was all about. Mm-hmm. And it was a great night overall.
Deadly. You presented an award?
I did. I presented Outstanding Contribution to Music.
Oh, of course you did. Of course you did. Get better to do that one. And who did it go to? Who won?
It went to a man by the name of Tunde Esho, but everyone knows him better as Simba. And he owns a studio. It's called Jungle Beam Studio. A lot of people have been through there. The likes of Jafaris, Hair Squid, Cello, former 2FM Rising Stars, Belters Only as well. And it's been a lot of magic in that studio. And, you know, for the second year in a row, back-to-back wins from him. So congratulations to Simba.
Good on him. And any other big winners of the night we need to know about? Tell us.
Let me see. Podcast of the Year. I'm just shooting from the top of my head here. Podcast of the Year went to Charge It to the Game. We got Outstanding Contribution with Simba.
Yep.
Male Artist of the Year was a young rapper by the name of Fortune Igabor. Congratulations to him. Another former 2FM Rising Star, Abby Koulibaly, won Female Artist of the Year. I'm even trying to remember. There was a lot.
There's
some of the big ones.
And was there performances on the night as well?
There was. So there was a band by the name of Newbury. They're an instrumentalist band. Anything you ask them to play, they'll play it. I don't know how they retain that music knowledge, but they do it. Absolutely amazing. And we had Salome as well, who is a one to watch for 2024. Brilliant MC. Had the crowd hype. Everyone was just clinging to every word. And yeah, it was great. It was a great performance from
Deadly.
Both of them.
And you got to present an award. Was there a presenter on the night? Did somebody?
We had two hosts.
Two hosts this year.
Very exciting. So we had Kathy Amia, who's one of the new presenters for Ireland AM. And we had content creator Vanessa Ogbonna, two good friends
Deadly.
Of mine. And they have a lot of personality, you know,
mm-hmm.
definitely. And they definitely lit up the night. So congratulations to them too.
Now, okay, whatever people are texting, did you light up? Like, did you have a few scoops? Did you let the hair down? Because you're a bit of a workaholic. I don't
yeah.
know if you know this about Benny. He's an absolute, like, he had his first holiday with his missus.
I was in here on my birthday with you.
I know you were. Yeah. I know. You were in here on Newsy Bits and you had you were telling us about your first holiday with your missus.
I did.
And we were all flabbergasted. And I was looking at your Instagram, you were like, yeah, this is great, but I'm dying to get back to work.
Yeah. I mean, look, I only give myself like a good 2 or 3 days of having fun, but everything else now it's time to go back to work.
Well, do you know, it's interesting you said that because we did this on this very show. New research.
Mm-hmm.
Your missus isn't going to like me for saying this.
Let's
new
hear
research
it.
Has said that you actually only need about 4 days holiday.
Okay.
You don't need to be going away for these weeks and 2 weeks, like about 3 or 4 days. All those little mini breaks are good for the soul.
Well,
you know?
Last year I didn't take any holidays, so
well,
I guess
that's
I'm on
not
track.
Good either. That's different. That is different. Betsy, thank you so much for coming on and speaking
appreciate
with us.
You.
And for those who don't know, where can they hear more of your lovely voice?
You can hear more of my lovely voice on the New Music Show, Sundays from 8 to 10 and Monday to Thursday from 7 on 2FM.